Rays and Orioles starting a series on Friday. You're going to want Shane Peterson's autograph after this game, too. In the first inning, the Rays got off to a great start against Baltimore starter Ubaldo Jimenez.
3-2, and Morrison lines it into right center field. That's going to be in there, chasing it to the wall. Jones plays the carom. Here comes Longoria. He will score. Morrison's going to dig for third, and he is safe at third base. Morrison winds up at third, driving home Longoria. Ground ball right side, fair ball, glove by Mancini. Throw to first, safe there, another run scores. Jimenez trying to get over and not there in time. So Morrison scores to make it a 4-0 ball game.
Runner goes, the pitch is launched toward right and deep. Trumbo going back to the wall, turns around, and it's gone! Shane Peterson with a two-run home run. He homered in his first plate appearance as a member of the Rays way back at the beginning of the season, and he homers in his first game back today. And the Rays lead is now 7-2.
And here's a long shot down the left side. That ball might go. Home run! Derek Norris lines a home run, a two-run shot here in the third. His ninth home run of the year. And the Rays continue to put the hurt on Ubaldo Jimenez. That makes it 9-2. And he hits this one high and deep into right center field, and that baby is gone. Home run number 22 for Logan Morrison. That makes it 15-5.
Tampa Bay scores a season-high 15 runs. They're four games over 500 this season for the first time at 40-36. Chris Archer wins. He's 6-4, throwing six innings of eight hits, five earned runs, two walks, and strikes out four. It's a season-high 15 runs for the Rays on Friday in their victory over the Orioles. After the game, here's manager Kevin Cash.
After the off day, you know, bounce back. The offense, obviously, I mean, there was a lot of people. I mean, I can go down the list, you know. Longo, big day for him, four RBIs. Shane Peterson gets up here, impacts us right away, four RBIs. Dino had a big night. Lomo had another big night. I mean, everybody, it seemed to really find a way to connect with the baseball. As far as Arch, you know, he battled, and you know, I think that's a credit to the Baltimore lineup. They put together a good approach against him. We've talked about it in the past, and that didn't change today. They definitely challenged him in every way. Like the way that Arch went out and continued to attack, and even though he was getting hit a little bit, but did what he needed to do to make sure that we got a win. Yeah, I mean, we feel good about where we're at. We got, you know, a big couple series coming up. Obviously, this finish this Saturday and Sunday, and then getting into the break. Don't want to look too far ahead, but the guys have they've come together really well and found ways to win series. I mean, some series we've won by slugging, some series we've won by, you know, getting really, really good starting pitching. Today, obviously, the hitting played a huge role, but we said for a while, we feel we're a good team.
Shane Peterson was among the hitting stars for the Rays on Friday. He goes 1-for-3, a run scored, and a career-high tying 4 RBI. Here's Peterson to sum up Friday night.
I mean, anytime you get a chance to come up to the big leagues on a winning team, that is awesome. You know, and hopefully I can come up and fill in the shoes of Colby Rasmus a little bit. It's going to be tough. Obviously, he's having a great year and a great player. But, you know, it's just great to not only be up here but be winning, too.
This club has always had an all-hands-on-deck mentality, not just the 25-man roster, but down in Durham as well. You were hitting the ball out of the ballpark in AAA as well. What's been the key to your power stroke so far this season?
Really not trying to do too much different. It can be hard. I've gotten into struggles this year when I've tried to do too much, tried to hit too many homers. And so I've tried to be as – stay within myself as much as I can. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to, you know, as humans, we try to do too much, but I think I've been able to at least stay a little even keel.
Saturday's pitching matchup has Tampa Bay rookie Jacob Faria taking the ball against Dylan Bundy of Baltimore.